is Free Talk Live, and we are launching here into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It's brand new, Free Talk Live 2.0, much more interactive. The new Web 2.0 experience is there for you now on our site, freetalklive.com, and it's still totally free. So we're going to continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Still, we still have Carl on the line with us, and we've been talking about scams throughout the first hour of the show. And Carl, you were telling us about how you were working for a telemarketing company that was calling people up and claiming to be raising money for the Police Benevolent Association, which... Yeah, it makes it sound to a lot of people like that's a good thing. I, for one, am not interested in giving the police any extra money than I absolutely have to. But, a lot of people will be persuaded by that because they've been told this story that the police are just great and the police are out there protecting and serving. Even though, as we've been talking with people all night long about these phone scams, the police seem to have very little interest in really doing anything about them. But it sounds like they were actually involved in a scam of their own, or at least I'm not sure. We didn't get a chance to let you finish your story. So what else did you have to tell us? You were calling, selling donations to the Police Benevolent Association, claiming that it would send kids to the circus, and that would get them a sticker for their car, that they support the police. And go ahead, tell the rest of your story.
Right. Well, to kind of finish off one of your thoughts, the police officers themselves and the Police Benevolent Association had absolutely nothing to do with this organization. This organization was hired out as a third party by the Police Benevolent Association. So I have the Police Benevolent Association is probably a great organization. They do great works, but they were hired by this company to fundraise on their behalf. So they were extended by proxy, that credibility. So you get a phone call at your home. And it could have been from me at that time. Again, I was 14 years old.
Right,
but,
and
you might not have known that.
That's an issue there. That the Police Benevolent Association is employing an organization that is employing somebody as I understand it, an illegal age.
14's legal.
Well, yeah. Again, let me reiterate. This wasn't the Police Benevolent Association that we were farmed out on behalf of.
But they hired they hired the company, so
they exactly, precisely.
Right.
So you get a phone call.
So it effectively was the Police Benevolent Association just by proxy.
Right. They rented out their credibility. It's not like they don't know that that's going on.
Well, they don't have credibility as far as I'm concerned, because I've actually heard about these before, and I've known people that have also been involved in this kind of fundraising. But go ahead, continue the story.
So the way it worked was. You get a call at your home. Hello, this is, Mr. Rose, whatever, with calling on behalf of the Police Benevolent Association. So, of course, you get a call at home, and you hear the word police. And whether it was sending kids to the circus or a baseball game or what have you, I would, give this spiel and, let them know they can send these kids or whatever. And once in a while, we'd catch, usually with someone who was a senior citizen or a veteran that said, oh, yeah, I'm all for the police and I love kids, too. Sure, I'll send you the $15 or whatever it is. Here's my information. And that was done with it. And after a few weeks at this job, some of the old-timers there that were working in the phone room with me kind of elbowed me or took me aside. And they said, I see you're getting some sales, and that's good and all, but have you noticed anything yet? And I didn't know what they were really talking about. And they said, well, they pay on orders. And I said, well, of course they pay on orders. What else would they pay on? And they said, well, there's a very high recidivism rate. I said, I don't know what you mean by that. I didn't know what that word meant. But it turns out that a lot of people just change their minds or what have you. But this particular company would pay us for the orders themselves, whether the consumer actually ended up paying the bill or not when they got it.
Okay.
So the old-timer said, look, all you need to do is get their name and address. You're selling the sticker, kid. You're selling the sticker. Tell them you'll send them the darn window sticker. And like you said at the beginning of this call, that sticker they think they can, get out of a ticket for free or what have you. So and here's the spiel to use. Tell them, look, we've got a sticker for you. Can I send it to you? Just give me your name. Just give me your address, and we'll send you the sticker. And what happened was the person received the sticker and an invoice for $10 or $15 or whatever it was. And I guess maybe half the time they'd pay it and half the time they'd throw it in the trash and keep the sticker or whatnot. But
what the hell does it cost to send out a sticker to somebody? Not much, right?
Say again?
So it doesn't cost much to send out a sticker to somebody, so it's likely that, and since they said they wanted it, it's likely they would pay that invoice, I would think.
Right, and whether they paid it or not, that never trickled down to us on the phones. We got paid for orders, so if we collected addresses from 50 people, that's what we got paid for. Delicate information of who actually paid or why they did or didn't trickle down to us. So if we gathered an address and a name from them enough to send them an invoice, we got paid on that. And I made a heck of a lot of money. And before I even realized what I was doing was not exactly above board.
But, so how was it not above board? I'm not sure what...
It doesn't really sound too scammy.
I guess it's like scamming your employer, I suppose.
Yeah, true. You were scamming the employer.
But, this organization working for the Police Benevolent Association doesn't sound particularly above board. The board's above anything, it's only slightly above. So...
exactly. Hey, what it boiled down to was sort of giving them the same nudge and elbow that the old timers gave me over the phone. Hey, we're with the police. We've got one of those stickers, for your window. Nudge, nudge. Can I send it to you?
How much would you collect on one of those orders?
I'm not sure the percentage that we got, but I think
because it's only 10 or 15 bucks for the sticker.
The sticker itself was between $10 and $20 a piece.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this: for being 14 years old, I was making close to $1,000 a week.
Dang.
Just in the afternoons after school, working about 3 hours after school.
Carl, thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate you taking the time to tell us that, and thank you for the call. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, it's an interesting feeling that I've got here. Everybody likes the story where the scammers get scammed, and I must say that I've always found the Police Benevolent Association calls to the house to be a little... they're a little seedy, if nothing else. I don't know that they're necessarily a scam, but it's always like, they use the power of the term police.
Right.
And I've seen these before, and I guess the way that they're getting, this kid was telling a story, it somehow it didn't bother me. It didn't show up like he was scamming the company to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I didn't really feel that way necessarily. I mean, if people pay the invoice, the company is saying to them that they will pay them based on getting a name and address, right?
Yeah.
And so he got names and addresses, and that's what he was doing, what he was hired to do. And the company's out there sending out those invoices to people.
He was hired to get donations, but when any organization, a business or whatever, puts together a sort of set of rules, then you can expect the people that are participating in those set of rules to find the boundaries of those rules. So if you, set it up so that he gets paid by getting a name and a telephone number and an address, then what he's going to do is get paid by getting a name, telephone number, and an address.
Right, he's not getting paid on an order.
You tell him that he needs to get a donation, and that donation needs to stick, and they need to send in the check, then you should pay on receivables. You shouldn't pay on name, telephone, and address.
So that was their mistake, then.
So that's it's a bad business plan. But
maybe it's not a bad business plan, because obviously they were making enough money to pay those people like that. He said there were old-timers there, right? So that meant that they'd been there for a while. It wasn't one of those fly-by-night organizations, or at least that's not the way it sounded from the call. And so they know, the company that's running this operation knows that when they get a name and address from somebody that wants to get one of these stickers, that there's a certain percentage of them that aren't going to pay. They're just going to take the sticker, and that there's a certain percentage of them that will pay. And it would seem likely to me that the people that want to support the Police Benevolent Association and give their name and address in order to get one of those stickers are probably more likely to pay the invoice when they receive it. So clearly the company knows that they're going to get enough money in to pay their phone bank operators and make money on top. Otherwise they wouldn't be set up that way, right? Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But what about the scams the police themselves run? Because they're kind of professional scam artists in a way. We'll talk about that coming up. Take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at chat.freetalklive.com. Chat room's open all the time. Of course, best time to find people is during our live show hours. chat.freetalklive.com.
Major search engines out there put little cookies on your computer. They log all your information. They log your IP address. They create a profile about you and what you're doing on the internet. If you don't like that, find that a little creepy, use startpage.com. Just like all the major search engines, it'll provide you with search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search, third-party certified. Go to startpage.com. Start their 7-day challenge today. Try it for 7 days. See if you like it. Startpage.com.
All right. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Greg is listening to WDNG in Anniston, Alabama. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I had firsthand experience with someone who had a terrible experience with a scammer. They didn't lose just like maybe $300-$500. They lost $4,000.
Oh, boy.
And we're talking an elderly gentleman that, you know, I mean, it was part of his life savings, and he had to go and take a mortgage out on his home. Him, 80-something years old, had to go and take a mortgage to keep from losing his home.
Wow, what happened?
It was one of those scams where they had promising more money. If you send this much money in, they'll send you this much, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he got taken in with it, you know, and it broke my heart, you know, to hear about it. And, you know, he's still alive, and he's still having to pay on this. And the man has terminal cancer at this point and still paying on it.
That is so sad. And was it a phone call that led him into this?
I believe it was a direct mailer through the mail, you know, that said that he had won, you know, this much money, and all he had to do was send this much money in to secure it, you know, and he did it. And
jeez,
like I said, it was definitely an offshore scam. Now, let me give you a little also heads up. I'm also a police officer. I've had to deal with all kinds of law enforcement, even the FBI. I've worked with the FBI. And the reason, part of the thing is, they have the trouble they have is you cut one head off and nine more appear, okay? You know, it's not like just, you know, you catch this one entity that's doing this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you might catch this particular one, but the next you're going to be five more that come back in its place. So, you know, I mean, it's a very difficult fight, but it doesn't mean that it's not an important fight, but yes, it is a difficult one to pin down.
Sure, I agree that it absolutely is, but it's probably not as profitable as say the drug war. But that's really what's going on with the drug war too. They go after a guy, and of course there'll be some to take their places. But in this case, wouldn't you think that they'd be somewhat disincentivized if in fact law enforcement was going after these offshore scammers?
It would be, you know, your local FBI chapter. Your agents there, they are swamped with imported. I mean, we're talking nowadays with domestic terrorism, you know, and, you know, they have to put in order of what they see as directly, affecting the community the most, you know what I mean? And yes, these are crimes, you know what I mean? But as more and more we have, like, for instance, the thing that we had, you know, on Christmas, you know, with the airplane, and, you know, I mean, the thing down in Fort Hood, you know, their hands are full, you know what I mean? Honestly,
well, it's nice to hear from a police officer that actually appears to give a damn about this situation. But I have to ask you, you mentioned that they're swamped with domestic terrorism. When you say that, you mean they're swamped with tips, not necessarily that they're swamped with any actual instances, because, well, as we pointed out on this program in the past, if there were actually people that wanted to engage in so-called domestic terrorism, we'd be having bombs going off and trucks running into buildings and all kinds of things happening, and they're not happening, and the FBI is not out there stopping them from happening.
Well, let me iterate this, okay? There's lots of instances of things that happen that never get brought to light, okay? All right, we may hear about some things, but there's some things that we never hear about, and you never will, okay? Things that could have happened that were averted, all right?
Normally, they love to toot their own horn about that stuff.
That much is clear. Like, some things must get averted just by the very presence of law enforcement, that some people that might do something are dissuaded, or, you know, it's difficult to wonder about the myriad of things. But let's not forget that there's news stories about, you know, a couple of Middle Eastern guys from Pakistan buy 40 track phones and get caught on the way to Texas. I mean, that was the news story. That's the kind of busts that some to some extent are going down. They're busting people who are buying too many track phones. And so when the opportunity comes up to get a news story out, these agencies really are trying to say, look, we're doing stuff. We caught 9 people that were bringing water on a plane in England.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I can only speak from just, you know, personal experience. Okay?
Sure. Fair enough, Greg. I have to say that I want to thank you as a law enforcement officer for calling in tonight, because Free Talk Live can be pretty critical of the police, the various different police departments out there. So don't ever hesitate to call in and give us the law enforcement perspective, all right?
Well, I'm honored to serve, and I love my country, you know, and I like to think that I'm not an insensitive person, you know. I like to try to get as personal with my public as I possibly can. And, you know, people should know that there are police that do care, you know.
Well, thank you for that, Greg. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hope he'll show that he cares by joining law enforcement against prohibition and working towards the end of the insane war on drugs, because that's truly a caring thing to do.
Do you think we'll get to this story about the police department, the complaint against the police department and their union for issuing this T-shirt that says, we get up early to beat the crowds at the Democratic National Convention?
Maybe. Mark that, and if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about it here. But first, let's talk to Ryan, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to tell you a little story about involving police and how they actually helped me in sort of a scam. I had a buddy live in Tampa, and I had a buddy that I came down from Texas to interview for a job, and we went out to a bar, and his pocket got picked.
He's what? His pocket got picked. Picked. Pocket.
Yeah, his wallet got stolen. Well, then the next day, we were having dinner at a restaurant, and he received a phone call from the person who stole his wallet, you know, demanding money for the return of the wallet. So we told him that we would give them the money and that we would meet him the next day, and then we went to the police department and told the police department that, you know, my friend was being extorted essentially for his own property.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officer at the desk said, well, there's nothing we can do about that. As a matter of fact, you're entering into a civil agreement to have proper return by means of you giving them money. There's no court in the nation that will take that, that will see our way. Which sounded kind of odd. So we made plans to retrieve the wallet ourselves, but the person canceled. He went back to Texas and I pursued it for him here. And I made another date, if you will, to retrieve the wallet.
I'll tell you what, I want you to finish the story here in a moment. We're going to come back. If you'll hang on, we'll bring back Ryan and find out what the rest of the story is. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can call in about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. It's free, of course. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Internobs.com. If you're a wife or significant other wants to redo the kitchen or bathroom, and you've looked at the price of those knobs and pulls on at the major box stores, well, you can get them a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to internobs.com. As a matter of fact, if you use code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, you can get an additional percentage off. It's 11%. And there's a closeout section that's 50 to 80% off.
You get 11% off the closeout section, too?
You know, I couldn't answer that. You'd have to try the code. It's my understanding that it's 11% off of everything. But I'm not going to be held to that because I didn't answer a specific question. But before you buy knobs and pulls, go to internobs.com. They've got everything you can find at the big box stores. They've got it at a significantly lower rate. Internobs.com.
All right, let's continue here. Ryan, I believe, is still with us listening to WFLA in Tampa. Now, we've been talking about scams all night long here and getting various different stories from people on both sides of scams. Ryan, you were saying that your friend was pickpocketed, went to the police. The police didn't seem like they could do much about it. And go ahead and just recap where you were and continue your story.
Well, actually, yeah, the police said that they would not help us, that we were entering into a civil agreement between the thief and ourselves to retrieve property, which sounded really odd to me.
Sounds ludicrous to me, personally.
It's insane. So then we tried to make arrangements for us to get the wallet back ourselves. Well, it took some time, and it was a lady that was calling, actually, and my friend went back to Texas, and he made contact with the lady, and they finally agreed on $100 for the return of the wallet, which I agreed to pay on his behalf. And I made a date with her to meet at a McDonald's and retrieve the wallet.
Now, was the deal, before you go on, was the deal supposed to be that they'd actually give you the stuff that was in the wallet minus the cash? Like, would you get the credit cards back, driver's license, that kind of thing?
Right. The debit cards, the business cards, the driver's license, and everything except the cash.
I gotcha.
It doesn't sound like a terrible deal, quite honestly, but go ahead.
No. And that's, what I did is that I actually did some homework, and this lady kept calling me after my friend told her that I would pay her the money. This lady kept calling me from a private number, and I just refused to answer because I just knew it was her. And after about 20-something phone calls, she finally called me with her, the caller ID picked up her number, and I picked up the phone. From that, and it was one of those, it was a prepaid phone, but it's actually listed to somebody. And what I did is that I went and did a reverse lookup on that phone number and from various engines and found that her name was Gloria something or other. And I researched the last name and found that she actually lived in a specific area of Tampa Bay, not too far from the University of South Florida. And I researched all the other, we call it criminal checks, and found that a bunch of the people with the same last name lived in that same area, and that's where she wanted to meet me.
Oh, boy.
So, on the way there, and it's not a great neighborhood there, so on the way there, I thought about it twice. You know, I'm married, have a couple of kids, and I just didn't feel like getting shot or mugged myself. So
right.
I was getting gas, and it just so happened that a police officer from Tampa was there, and I asked him about what the person, the police officer at the desk had told me that he couldn't help us, and he says, no, that's absolutely not okay. He said he's probably one of those guys who's getting laid off, so he probably gave you the wrong information just because he didn't want to pursue it or do the paperwork. What you do is you call, you give me a number to call, and he says, when you go and get and make the arrangement, then you give us a call. We'll meet you there, and then we'll retrieve the property for you. So that's what I did. I canceled that appointment and told her that I would see her after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And she asked me why so long, and I just said I had plans with my family. And on the way there, I called that number he gave me. The Tampa Police Department met me out, not too far from the location. I had been in contact with this lady, and I told her what I was driving, and I told her what I was wearing, and so she would recognize me when she saw me. And when the police officers got there, they actually threw on my clothes, my shirt and my hat, and drove my truck to retrieve the property and actually got it back for us.
And did they make an arrest?
They did. They actually busted the lady and the guy and charged him with dealing in stolen property.
Wow. So that's great news that you finally actually got some help from the police on.
Do you know that that these were the people that did the thieving, or just what kind of connection do they have to the crime? Do you have any idea?
She had admitted that she actually had taken the wallet out of his coat at the bar.
Oh wow! Well, I'm glad she got it.
Good.
And the ironic thing about it is that lady actually, her brother who was with her that day. He had been arrested for some crimes relative to identity theft and that sort of thing before.
So, thank you for sharing that with us. It took us almost 2 hours to get a call where the police were actually helpful.
I don't have many of those.
Some families, seem to foster crime in their children, and when you get
gypsies.
Well, I don't like using that terminology.
I know you don't. That's
what really bothers me that that you're just singling out some people from frickin' Romania in order to call them thieves. But to some extent, that brings up what I'm trying to talk about in people's minds. I'm sure that there are some very good folks out there with Romanian last names, and that. That doesn't mean they're criminals, but yeah, that kind of the idea that the father and the mother instill in their children it's okay to steal and that kind of thing. It's disturbing as heck.
Ryan, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Well, just that, to validate your point there, is that that last name of that the latest last name, there was 14 family members that had been that had police records and relative to, you know, theft and that sort of thing.
What was the last name?
From a search. So.
Do you remember what the last name was?
I do. It was Hickman.
Okay, allegedly. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, when I think of Romanian people, I think of Romanians. Is gypsy a slur for all Romanians?
It's attached to that. And you know, like,
I thought gypsy was just people that travel and scam people. When I say gypsy, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about somebody from a specific country.
Okay, wait.
A traveling scam artist to me is a gypsy.
We're treading into territory I don't want to go here, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, right?
All right.
Like, people have chucked spears all over the world. However, if you use the terminology spear chucker, you're making an epithet against a specific race generally. And I'm uncomfortable with all racist slurs, and I'm not going to stop just at the popular ones of against Jews or blacks or whomever. I'm going to stop using all racial slurs in reality. I mean, I'm not unwilling to talk about them, but I am unwilling to use them in my daily life. That's why I won't use the term gyp or gypsy.
Fair enough. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Wolf, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Wolf. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? This
Super.
Warax Wolf.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just talking to what you were talking about, these scammers.
Yes, sir.
I've been up on them for years. They've tried to scam me. I'm 68 years old. They tried to scam me a bunch of times. Hey, nobody gets over on me.
Well, tell us about one of the instances.
I just don't let them do it. I know that it's a scam. I can tell it's a scam, and I just don't have anything to do with them.
So what do you do? I mean, do you talk to them? Do you just hang up the phone? How do you handle it, Wolf?
A lot of times I talk to them. I said, sure, meet me someplace. I'll meet you with my battle axe. I'll take care of this. I got my war axe right here. I got one.
And you bring your wife out there.
Well, I'm not married. But if I was, she'd be having war axe with her, that's for sure.
Very good, Wolf. Anything else you want to share tonight?
My tribe was like that. My tribe's been that way for years. But anyhow, I wanted to say something else, too.
Okay, sure.
I was watching something on NBC News this afternoon. I leave my TV on a lot, and I just walking around doing stuff, and I happened to catch this what they were talking about, and they were talking about all these legislation.
I'll tell you what, Wolf, I'm going to bring you back. You can tell me the rest of your story here in a moment. Something Wolf saw on television. 800-259-9231. I don't know. I don't watch TV, so we'll see what it's all about here in a moment. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, brand new, Free Talk Live 2.0 site at freetalklive.com. All the features there are still free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then one of the things that you can do is become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Basic concept is we take your $3 a month, which is less than the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. You can send that into us via any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. We'll take that, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and expand the ideas of freedom to more people. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you are or know someone who is a young person in the college age range and they're interested in journalism or production, as in video or audio production, or state or federal policies, so public policy organizations, they should know about this internship program from the Institute for Humane Studies. To find out more, go to libertarianinternships.com. These are paid internships, and they come with a housing allowance and little courses to teach you how to do whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's journalism or production or public policy. Libertarianinternships.com. You got to go over there and sign up for an account, and then they follow up with you and that kind of thing. Go check it out, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here. Wolf is still with us, I believe, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Now, Wolf, you were getting ready to tell us a story about something you saw on television. Go ahead and share that.
I heard it as I was doing something. I was going in to get on my computer, and I heard it, so I stopped. And I just have it on because of the noise. You know, I'm by myself, so I like to have a little noise.
All right.
Now I have my radio on my talk show all day long.
So you actually have the radio. That's a bit of a cacophony, isn't it? I mean, you've got the radio going and the television
going?
Well,
it's in my bedroom, the
different
radio.
Different rooms. Gotcha.
Yeah, but in the living room, I have this, and then I got another bedroom right off of the living room there. And I keep the TV on just to have a little noise.
All right, so what'd you hear?
That in the trailer. Anyhow, NBC was the program that was on. It was some kind of early show or something. I don't know. But anyhow, what they had on there, they were talking about the laws that they passed this year.
Oh, boy.
This 2009.
In Florida or at the federal level?
Every level. From
gotcha.
The local governments, the state governments, and the federal governments. All the different legislations. They passed a little over 40,000 laws this year.
Well, now we're going to be safe. Finally, they've got enough laws passed, and we'll be safe.
Hell, the cops don't know what the laws are.
No, not
they
not. How could they?
That out.
How
no.
could they?
How
I mean,
could they keep track of that stuff?
The people that pass the laws don't even know what the hell the laws are.
They certainly don't follow them.
And 99% of that stuff is just trying to micromanage the human life.
Absolutely right, Wolf.
That's exactly what it is. It's just micromanagement.
And every single year they pass more and more and more, as though anybody could ever humanly somehow, with even working at it full time, 8 hours a day for their entire life, could possibly read all of that. It's not even humanly possible.
No, you know what they do? They do this to make it look like they're doing something.
Yeah, right.
And all they're trying to do is run our life, you know?
Wolf, you nailed it.
It's micromanagement.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And the one thing that is going to put a stop to this madness is for people...
Wolf and his battle axe.
No, I don't think violence is going to solve the problem.
All right.
But the battle axe does sound really cool, doesn't it?
it makes you wonder exactly what he has that he refers to as a battle axe. I know the guitar players refer to their guitars as
their axes.
Yeah. I suspect he's probably not going after anyone with a guitar, though.
Battle axe just sounds way more cooler than axe. You know, just putting the word battle in front of it just immediately gives it an extra cool factor. But no, violence is not going to solve this because violence will just beget violence, and that is not going to bring us peace, and it's not going to bring us an end to micromanagement.
Nor do you want to bring a battle axe to a gunfight.
But what will, I think, have an effect is for Americans to just stop obeying these silly rules and these micromanaging, and specifically business owners, because a lot of them are the ones that are responsible for implementing a lot of the tyranny on people and going along with whatever government's demands are. Of course, it's hard for them because they've got, those folks have an investment on the line, and it's hard for them to take risks.
Not only do they have an investment, but they have employees, and the employees count on them providing them with a job. So it is very difficult.
But as long as Americans keep bowing down and keep paying the man, whatever it is the man demands, the more they're going to keep coming up with rules and the more taxes they're going to keep coming up with until finally everyone's been sucked dry. It can't go forever.
Until the water's boiling in the pot.
Yeah. So
the frog's cooked.
So hopefully, if you love liberty enough, then you might want to learn a little bit about the Free State Project, which is one of the sponsors on this program. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to work toward liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We did it. We made the move from Florida, where we were born and raised, up here to lovely New Hampshire, and are surrounded, literally surrounded now. Mark, you and I were going to go out to do some karaoke after the show tonight with some of the Free Staters and the Liberty Activists, because not only is there Liberty Activism happening here, but there's a whole lot of socializing going on, and it's a lot of fun.
Yep. Karaoke's always fun, but and it is, in fact, incredible to have come from a place where, you know, people aren't talking about the ideas of freedom and liberty. They might be talking about Republican politics, but the Republicans have really dropped the ball in the past as far as liberty and securing our liberties. And, here
they don't care.
It's just entirely different. So I really appreciate the opportunity and, both to sing karaoke and live around people who believe in liberty.
Yep. All right. So let's continue. Ladies first, Barbara, listening to WSJM in Stevensville, Michigan. Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have listened to WSJM many, many years also.
Excellent.
So I just wanted to mention and compliment your program.
Thanks.
I hope it opens up a lot of eyes to many, many people of any age, that when they find something, whether it's money or whether it's a valuable jewel or whatever it is, try and find the owner, the source, because there is a place that they could find where that belonged. But I experienced traveling not too many years ago with my German exchange daughter. We went to a 4th of July parade not too many miles from Stevensville, and I was going down this road looking for an antique place also. Well, I kind of turned around, made a U-turn, and as I did, I said, gee, that looks like it might be a wallet. So I pulled over, and I got out of the car, and sure enough, it was. I thought, what is this doing out here? And I took it upon myself to try and find an address and open the wallet, and I did. Well, I couldn't find the address, so I said, well, his credentials indicate that he is a fireman. So I went back to where the parade was happening that day and pulled over, and I said, you know what? I said this to my exchange daughter. I said, I'll bet you he's up on top of that fire truck getting ready to get in the parade. So I went over to it, and I asked someone, just anyone, if they could tell me if they knew so-and-so, which was the name on the identification in the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked up, and they said, yes, there he is. So he heard me, and he came down, and I said, I think I have something that belongs to you that's very important. And I think he kind of surmised right away that someone had found his wallet, and sure enough. And I started walking away. He said, ma'am, he said, just a minute. And he handed me $50.
How about that? Well, that is a wonderful story, I have to say.
And we need to hear this. And like I mentioned earlier, let's just hope that more people do that than the opposite.
Absolutely. It's the right thing to do, and it's good karma, you know. I mean, you're even if you didn't get $50 out of it,
that's right.
You're treating somebody how you would want to be treated in if you had been the person to lose a wallet or a purse or something like that.
Yeah, I lose my stuff too often to accept accept a reward, but I think you absolutely deserve it, and I think that it's wonderful. I really do enjoy that story.
Great story, Barbara. Any other thoughts for us?
No, I just feel that more people ought to do unto others as they'd like them to do unto them.
Very good. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for your calls about what you want. If we got a chance, Mark, you still want to tell us about the Beat the Crowds t-shirt. We'll get into that if we do get a moment for it. But, of course, your calls are the primary element. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live. Hour three is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.